The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Thursday, tomorrow at this time, will have come and gone. So, what's happening, baby? You want to be baby, Kenny?
I don't want to make Jennifer jealous.
No, so Jennifer and Roberta both gonzo, so that means it's up to us to work at the helm of information. So, here's this truck driver that pleads not guilty in the Tracy Morgan car crash. I thought he admitted that he did it.
I thought so, too.
And his tractor trailer slammed into that van that was carrying Tracy Morgan and several other people. Still in critical condition, by the way. Morgan is in a hospital in New Jersey. So the driver is Roper, who's 35 years of age. He's from Jonesboro, Georgia, been charged with a count of vehicular homicide, several counts of assault by auto in connection with the collision. It was in Cranberry Township. I'm trying to visualize whether, you know, Roberta, anybody that's in New Jersey, it's always what exit. Then you can tell pretty much what's happening. So the prosecutors say that Mr. Roper had not slept for a period in excess of 24 hours at the time of the pileup. Which was 45 miles south of New York. Okay, now, let's see here. James McNair, the comedian with Tracy Morgan, died in the crash. Mr. Roper sat stone-faced during the arraignment, allowing his lawyer to read the plea of not guilty into the record. When the judge ordered Mr. Roper to return to court as directed, Mr. Roper said, "Yes, sir." So there was a review of his driving record, has absolutely a clean bill of health. No accidents, no tickets, nothing. So he's free on his own bail. The collision getting the attention of the NTSB, prompting a call on Twitter by a venture capitalist who's trying to make this. I always love this. This guy, Mark Anderson, is the developer of the new self-driving car. He says, in order to avoid these sorts of incidents, we ought not to be driving our cars. We ought to have a computer managing the car. That's the future, by the way. The real story here is that Tracy Morgan is still in intensive care and will be there for 3 weeks. And the other part of the story, or one other part of the story, is that this guy had been driving for 24 hours. How did he fudge his log books? And then the third part, which may be the newest wrinkle in this, is that people like Anderson, who's probably, at this point, from what I understand, the furthest along when it comes to developing self-driving cars. But I think didn't Chevy working on and Volvo working on one? Aren't there like companies working on a self-driving car? So if there was self-driving cars and trucks, these things would never happen because, as we all know, computers never make a mistake.
Yeah.
Right? Never, ever, ever. So is that the most interesting? This is kind of an interesting idea. But what's your opinion when it comes to the risk factor here? 888-302-3684 is the way to dial in to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. The essence of connection on social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. The insight into the list of billionaires that was published by Forbes. There's always a list. Every week, Forbes comes out with some new list. Who's the wealthiest here? Who's the wealthiest there? Who's got how much money? There's a website that's put out the latest list of billionaires and cities where their money could buy every single home at current values. For example, Bill Gates could buy every house in Boston, own every piece of real estate that there is to own in Boston. This put things into perspective. Warren Buffett could own every home in Charlotte, North Carolina. All the homes in Seattle could be bought by the Walton family. And the Koch brothers could own every home in Atlanta. Michael Bloomberg could own the whole city of Anaheim, California, if he wanted to. Mark Zuckerberg could own every home in St. Paul, Minnesota. It's pretty... There's always an interesting twist on this money deal. Money matters. However, they left out one important being. Your friend and mine, Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam owns 36% of all the land in Colorado, 47% of all the land in California, 53% of all the land in Oregon, 62% of all the land in Alaska, and 81% of all the land in Nevada belongs to Uncle Sam. Those are only a couple of examples. If you put it all together, 28% of the land in this country is owned by the federal government. Makes the billionaires look kind of poor. Well, Uncle Sam's got a lot more money than all these billionaires. Isn't it interesting? When you think about whether Warren Buffett could own Charlotte or Bill Gates could own Boston or the Walton family could own Seattle, they still would have a lot less control over our lives than Uncle Sam does. Think about it that way. Think about how much control, whether it's the cheese thing from the USDA and the FDA this week and how foolish that is, or other things that are a part and parcel of how your money is spent. Money wasted in Afghanistan. Look at what's going on in Iraq this week. The country is disintegrating. Al-Qaeda, whose presence wasn't even there when we took out Saddam Hussein, now controls the second largest city in Iraq. Think about it. And all because we went in there, blew the place up, spent trillions of dollars sort of putting it back together again, and now it's laid open, having been laid waste. Is it better off? Women are better off. Infrastructure is better off, to a point. But it made it perfect for Al-Qaeda to come in, mess around, do their thing. Thank you, United States of America, for messing up yet another country. So those of you who are my country right or wrongers, maybe you give that some thought. I'm not anything other than an observer. But I will tell you what I observe doesn't make me feel particularly good about the essence of what our country feels like today with the leadership that we have. The other day I said that President Obama had flown over because he was speaking Worcester. I found out something very interesting. Every time, this is how much, you have no idea how much money is spent whenever the president travels anywhere. What I found out was that Monday, when I said I observed the Marine helicopters flying overhead, and I thought to myself when I'd heard the news, Obama wasn't speaking on Monday, he's speaking Wednesday. Well, they have a dry run. They send the helicopters and all the staff and every piece of equipment ahead of time, and they do a dry run of the route that the president will take in the air or on the ground before he shows up. Mostly it's in the air. I don't think they do too much on the ground because it just is so disruptive. I was talking to one of the fellows that works for me as he was driving home through Worcester last night, and Obama hadn't even gotten there yet, and they closed off four of the main roads in town, so you couldn't get anywhere. It's total gridlock. Total gridlock. He went to speak at a high school graduation, and he went in, flew in to a, they flew him into Hanscom Field, which is about 10 miles from where I am. They put him in the one of the three helicopters and fly him around so he can look at the landscape as he's on his way. Flew over the farm. I know, I saw the helicopters right over the farm. I was out working in one of the cornfields. You could see him. They look around, take in the landscape, go to the high school, give the address, walk in, glad hand everybody, hey, how's it going? Gives the address. Gets back into the car, drives out to where the heliport is, gets in the helicopter, flies back around, takes a joyride, and goes back to the airport, gets in the plane. He's gone 3 hours max from the White House, 3.5 hours. $450,000. Just for the trip. So each time that happens, and I'm not saying it's not a good thing, because I think the president has to be visible, but look at what we've created in the wake of the regal presidency. And it isn't just Mr. Obama. It's anybody who's in that office now. We've got to protect him. Really? All right. Thinking out loud. Food for thought. 18 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Thursday. Hello.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like,
how good
is
Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston, Massachusetts.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Let's be honest, dads don't always get the credit they deserve. So this weekend, come to Guitar Center's Father's Day sale. Treat dad to a gift card and make sure you put aside a little bit of time. Because with deals like a 5-piece Thomas Silverstar drum set just $4.99, select mic and instrument cables buy one get two free, or Tannoy Studio monitors 75% off list just $89 each, you may want to grab something for yourself as well. Let's get Linkin Park's new album, The Hunting Party, at Guitar Center June 17th. Guitar Center's Father's Day sale, now through Sunday, in-store and online.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit Barracuda.com/disruptive.
This date, 1987, President Reagan said to Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
So, historically speaking, this is an interesting day in history, musical history, for at least American fans, American pop music fans. For the artists, there were four big names that attracted a large group, a major political rally, largest crowd ever, as a matter of fact, to go to such an event in New York, Central Park. On this date, 1982, Jackson Browne started off the evening. And then, after Jackson Browne, it was time for James Taylor to perform.
You just call up my name.
750,000 people rallying for the cause of nuclear disarmament. Jackson Browne, understand his politics. James Taylor, you know what his politics are. And then there was the boss.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go?
Bruce Springsteen shows up on the stage and wows the crowd with songs like this. But the person that I remember most, I wasn't there, but I remember watching the video. Remember, this is 1982, so was this?
I can take you home.
32 years ago? At the height of her career, Linda Ronstadt brought the house down, as it were, even though they were outside. Linda Ronstadt with Jackson Browne, James Taylor, Bruce Springsteen. And they made their point. It's all the reflection on the past. Let's come back to the present, shall we? Have a little fun from last night, the late night monologue, starting with Conan O'Brien.
Yesterday, it's a big story. A Tea Party candidate, you probably heard this, won Virginia's Republican primary, mostly on his anti-immigration stance. Yeah. His first plan is to change the state slogan from Virginia is for lovers to Virginia is for lovers who habla inglés. Comprende? They'll need a bigger license plate for that.
This is just getting weird now. I heard that for the second day in a row, the president, President Obama, made an unscheduled trip out of the White House. Again, he went yesterday or a couple days ago for like a coffee at Starbucks.
just nuts.
He did. He went and just split and got like a latte or something. And then this time he went and he got a burger at a nearby restaurant.
Wow.
Didn't tell anybody, yeah. It seems like Obama wants to be out of the White House more than Hillary wants to be in it. And I go, almost.
20th anniversary of, guess what, the O.J. Simpson arrest. 20th anniversary. They had the arrest. They had the trial. Remember, the trial just went on and on and on. And then they announced the verdict. And 300 million people watching and remembering exactly where they were when they said, "You're kidding!" In many respects, it was a landmark court case, not the least of which was because it gave us the rhyming defense. First time ever used.
Some huge political news today. U.S. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, who's been in Congress for over a decade, will lose his seat after he was beaten out by a Tea Party challenger. The Tea Party would be happy, but then they wouldn't be the Tea Party. The campaign manager, this is interesting, the campaign manager who helped unseat House Majority Leader Eric Cantor last night is a 23-year-old man, who interviewed for a job at Panera Bread last month. Said Cantor, "Is that position still available?"
You think it's funny? The guy, I mean, think about it. It is amusing to think who was on the staff and who beat. That shows you how vulnerable the likes of Cantor and that bunch are, and the hubris that is this. Kenny said, "Would you say to me a few minutes ago off the air, good riddance?"
Yeah.
Something like, yeah, good riddance. Get rid of guys like Cantor. Hooray. 28
Absolutely.
After.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, are many Republicans hypocrites for being for the Bergdahl Exchange before they were against it?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Lowry. Are conservatives like McCain, Imhoff, Palin hypocrites for strongly urging President Obama to get Bergdahl free and then attacked him for doing just that?
Sure. There's an element of partisan hypocrisy to every controversy we have in American politics. You know, look just at the signing statement. You know, President Obama does not give Congress the 30-day heads up. That mm-hmm. seems pretty clear in the law that he should. But when he signs that law, has a signing statement, says, "I consider this unconstitutional," and then just ignores the provision because he thinks that circumstances demand it. If Bush had done that under the advice of Dick Cheney, it would have been the advent of American tyranny on MSNBC.
McCain, of course, calling for a negotiated prisoner swap kind of deal for Bergdahl, but then, of course, as soon as Obama does it, it's a terrible thing to do, and how he never would have done that. And
are Democrats as culpable?
I don't think so. Probably anybody would have complained about the not being consulted part, because that's steps on the toes of people in Congress. The law says we got to be consulted, then they got to be consulted. And I can understand that. I don't see Democrats being quite as hypocritical about, no, we shouldn't have freed him then. I may be wrong.
It would have been bloody murder over defying the law.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Program. I'm Dudley Stephan, Kenneth Kessler, and Michael. See, Michael's the only one who's really called Michael. Nobody calls him Mike. Mike Forney. Have you ever been called Mike? I can't even imagine. You, really? Who calls you Mike?
Most people.
Do they? So why do we call you Michael?
You call me Michael.
Really?
I thought you preferred that.
Doesn't matter.
Really? Okay. Maybe I'll come up with something even better. Oh, joy. The incidents.
Don't call me Joy.
Well, she's on later on today, Dr. Joy Brown. What would you think if I told you the world was different today than it was yesterday? Of course it is. Look at all the things that are going on today and have in the last 24 hours that you can reflect upon. The life that you lead or could lead is a very interesting life. A lot of interesting things are going on. A trial will be held next month to determine whether Donald Sterling, who opposes his wife's planned sale of the Clippers, was properly removed as an administrator for the family trust that owns the team. There's a probate court in L.A. The judge there denied Mrs. Sterling's urgent request to confirm her authority as the sole administrator of the Sterling Family Trust so that she could unilaterally proceed with that $2 billion sale of the team to Steve Ballmer. Instead, Senior Judge O agreed to an expedited hearing because of looming sales deadlines. The legal tug of war continues. We used to have at facebook.com/good day, Twitter, other social media, and there was a while, it was a week, 10 days or more, that Donald Sterling was the number one item in terms of comments. That has changed, but do we still have any Donald Sterling comments from listeners? Or are we getting all, what are we, still on Charlotte? Charlotte, by the way, is resting comfortably right at my side. She's got a great appetite. The healing, you know what happens when you heal? You get itchy. And the stitches around her eyes are getting itchy. But she's got a great, great, she's just, it's just, it's more astounding than anything else. I think my confirmation that there is that force that we talk about whether you want to call it God, infinite intelligence, whatever, however you attribute great things in your life, this is an example of the power of prayer and thought and love, and I thank you over and over again.
Great stuff.
All right. So, having said that, Kenny, what do you have going on? I mean, you can read the Charlotte comments if you'd like, but bring us around to some other things. I'm just curious if people are still into the Sterling thing, or have we just gotten with regard to it?
Yeah, I don't see anything new about the Sterling. Nothing for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was real hot on it when it first came out, but
right.
I think most people just don't care.
Enough already. All right, what else?
Yeah. Some comments about, speaking of don't care, about the World Cup. Davinia says she's not into the World Cup. Jay says soccer isn't relevant in America.
Really?
And Margaret said, I tried to like soccer until I saw them fake an injury to run the clock down. It's just not a real sport.
That never happens in any other sport. Come on. I'm not a fan. Doesn't make any difference to me. It's interesting to see what's going on in Sao Paulo, though, because of the problems during construction. The new arena that they have there, site of the tournament, the opening game was it last night or was it today?
It's today.
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 Okay.
Brazil and Croatia. Today.
Right. Brazil and Croatia. Now, one of the members of our staff's going down. A big soccer fan. Is leaving, I think. Isn't he leaving tomorrow, Michael?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Evans is going
early tomorrow morning.
And he told me last night that he's got to make 4 flights in order to get there. He's flying from Washington to New York, New York to someplace else in
Miami.
Brazil. All right, to Miami, and then from Miami to Sao Paulo, I think. That's how it works. So, anyway, the problem, the interesting thing, or one of them, remember before the Olympics this winter in Sochi? Everybody was complaining about nothing being finished. When the news media got over there, there was no heat, there's no water. And apparently the same thing is going on in Sao Paulo. They have not finished construction, and the games start today. The stadium has never been tested, and apparently it'll be full to capacity by the time the game starts. But they've never tested all of the services in it to make sure that it works. So that would be an interesting sideshow. But other people who are interested, we're funny about our sports in this country and what is truly an American sport. Soccer is probably, without a doubt, the most popular game in the world. Is it not? When you put all the various countries, all the leagues, all the teams, all the people who watch it, soccer by far outweighs anything. Not here in America, but elsewhere around the world. So it's kind of interesting that people say, this isn't a real sport. Really? That sounds like Eric Cantor. I got nothing to worry about, doesn't it?
Well, part of the problem, and I use the word problem loosely, with soccer in America is that it's hard to commercialize it. It's a fast-paced game. You can't get all of the beer commercials in there.
Ah, yeah.
So, so Budweiser's not interested, and as Bud goes, so goes America.
Hey. There you go. All right. Speaking of that, and into this same arena, comes a story that is befitting some sort of award. It happens that the story surrounds a man who is from my hometown of Framingham, got arrested by the police at Foxborough Stadium the other day after the Portugal and Mexico soccer match. His children refused to get into the car with him because he was drunk. So he left them in the parking lot and drove away. Police found the children, and then they went looking for the father, who had run into a tree at the other end of the parking lot and arrested him. Carlos Silva, charged with operating under the influence of alcohol, and leaving his children behind. I don't know what that charge is. Abandoning your children? Children told officers that he was warned not to get into a car by the police. And they had asked him about the children. So apparently he walked around the stadium a few times with his children, then went to the car, got in it. Kids told officers that that they were warned in school not to get into a car with anybody who had been drinking, whether it was their father or to make any difference. Don't get into a car with anybody who's a drunk. So they didn't.
Good for them.
Yeah. Nobody knows where the mother was. Some other relative came to pick him up. But I thought that was an interesting sort of sidelight to what could have been. Can you imagine? He'd have gotten out on the road. You don't know this area. Route 1, which runs into the Foxborough Stadium in both directions, is not a divided highway. It's a four-lane roadway, but it's not a state. Well, it is a state road, Route 1, but it's not a federal highway, so there's no divider. So, and it has happened many times after games. People have had too much to drink. They get out on the highway, and they just go straight across, head on into cars coming the other way. It's our approach, or the reason for us enjoying games, really is something that ought to be examined. Why would you have to get drunk to go watch a football game or watch a soccer game? What is there about that environment that, why do they even, they serve, I mean, this is one of the big profits. Now, you just said it, Kenny. If we don't, if we can't sell beer on television, then we don't have, what are we going to do with this, with the rights to this game? We can't make any money on this. So it is, it's just this weird, sick part of our society that we're so enabled by alcohol. Why do you have to have alcohol to have a good time? Do you when you go to a party, you have a, I don't even know if you drink, Kenny. Do you drink beer? What do you do when you go to a party?
I like beer, but I would be just as happy having an ice cold beer on a hot day as at a party. When I was a kid, when I was in college, I might have wanted to go to parties and had plenty to drink, but it was something new. But now I don't need it. I mean, one or two is fine. I enjoy it socially, but I don't need to see how much I can hold.
Pretty interesting to look at some of the restaurants that are unveiling special World Cup menus with Brazilian food, appetizers, entrees, cocktails. I'm looking at the picture of a, I don't even know how to pronounce this. I sound foolish even trying. What is cachaca? C-A-C-H-A-C-A. Some got to be some kind of flavoring. Sugar, lime, soda water, some kind of a drink to celebrate the games. Woo-ha! Why not just have a nice big bottle of root beer? That's what I find root beer to be the most refreshing. A root beer float, some of my Eastleigh Farm ice cream, and a big glass of root beer with a straw and a big spoon. Man, does that hit the spot. I find that to be much more refreshing. However, that's just me. Me is me and you is you. It's 16 before the hour. Imagine having had a good night's rest last night. Less urge, less frequency. All you want to be normal, right, gentlemen? Well, finally, you can join the tens of millions of men around the country experiencing a normal life, a normal night, with the revolutionary all-natural prostate health formula called PT9. Or as Mr. Liddy used to say, PT9er. Here's Richard listening in Virginia, in Mr. Cantor's district, thankful that he found PT9. He writes, quote, at my age, I know my prostate health is very important. And it is, sir. PT9 has been very effective, making it, when I take it, very possible for me to sleep through the night. Fewer trips to the bathroom during the day. I recommend this product to my male friends. Well, it's because it works. That's why people recommend it. PT9 has a wealth of benefits. Healthy prostate, normal flow, complete bladder emptying. PT9, backed by science. That's why Dr. Ken Kronhaus says, use it and expect it to work. Call 800-811-3790. Order PT9 right from the manufacturer right now. Don't have to go to the health food store, pay more money. You get it inexpensively, and you can rely on it to work. 800-811-3790. Isn't it great to know that there are products that actually do what they say they're going to? Call now, 800-811-3790 to get a great night's rest to protect your prostate for the rest of your life. Get a free bonus gift, Heart Factors Plus, a bottle of that. And just in time for Father's Day, get a free upgrade to priority shipping. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you when you dial 800-811-3790.
Lumber Liquidators low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $2.19 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Hi, I'm entertaining and gift expert Mark Silverstein with some great gift ideas for the dads and the grads in your life. The LG SoundPlate is the perfect gift. It features a 120-watt, 4.1-channel robust sound system with dual built-in subwoofers. And the big look this summer is color blocking. Well, Nautica has the perfect options. The Tech PK polo shirt features moisture-wicking and quick-dry functionality. Hey, maybe Dad wants to change his look for Father's Day. The Philips Norelco Shaver 8800 provides its most advanced shave ever. The unique Aquatech technology allows Dad to use it dry or wet in the shower. Hey, are dads or grads, are they a DIY guy? The Stanley Fatmax tripod light has ultra-bright LEDs with up to 10 hours of runtime. It runs corded and cordless with rechargeable lithium-ion technology. Check out all these ideas and more at Facebook.com Video Pump.
Let's be honest. Dads don't always get the credit they deserve. So this weekend, come to Guitar Center's Father's Day sale. Treat Dad to a gift card and make sure you put aside a little bit of time. Because with deals like a full-size Martin acoustic guitar for only $3.99, an Epiphone Les Paul Junior Electric for just $89, or a Zildjian 8-inch Slash cymbal for just $29, you may want to grab something for yourself as well. Let's get Linkin Park's new album, The Hunting Party, at Guitar Center June 17th. Guitar Center's Father's Day sale. Now through Sunday. In-store and online.
It is 11 and a half minutes before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Casey Kasem's daughter now has the authority to withhold food from her father. Judge ruled yesterday, Judge Daniel Murphy, reversed a ruling from Monday that stated that Mr. Kasem ought to get food and fluids and medications until after a court-appointed attorney met with him and his doctors. However, Judge Murphy looked at some new medical records, concluded that Casey would endure more pain if he was given food. So the lawyer who represents Kerry Kasem presenting the update during an emergency hearing got the documents in which Kasem stated he did not want his life prolonged by food or fluids if he was mentally incapacitated. Sounds like his daughter is in a hurry to push him out the door.
Yeah.
Attorney for Casey Kasem's wife, Jean, said it's just flat out wrong. The ruling wasn't based on sworn declarations from doctors. The judge relied on an outdated document in which Kasem said he didn't want to receive food or fluids if he was incapacitated all of last week. He had the ability to communicate non-verbally, but apparently he's been writing notes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The wife has been pleading with the judge to restore food and fluids to her husband. She stormed out of the courtroom after the ruling. She and her stepdaughter have been fighting in court since May over Mr. Kasem's care. What a horrible end to a great life. And it's not even about him. It's about them and their egos and control. Sad, isn't it, huh? 51 past the hour now on Good Day.
time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A good day. Shelley Palmer is our reporter on the scene, on time. Today, by the way, is National Jerky Day. I don't know that Shelley has anything on that. I do know, though, that he's going to talk with you about a new app that will make finding your lost phone easier and a bit of fun. I can't imagine when you lose your phone, there's any fun involved in it. But we'll find out just what the story is after these words here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery and $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Celebrate the magic of dad at Macy's Father's Day sale with 30 to 75% off store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Designer collections for him, 25% off. Designer suits, separates, dress shirts, and ties, 50% off. Levi's jeans, only $39.99. Plus, at our biggest underwear and socks sale, buy one, get the second 50% off. Find the perfect gift for dad right now at Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, how many times have you asked a friend to call your phone because you couldn't find it? Whether it slipped behind the couch cushion or was left in a jacket pocket, there are plenty of hiding places that phones love to hide. Thanks to a new app called Marco Polo, however, finding your phone just got a lot easier and more fun. Available for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, Marco Polo lets you find your devices by yelling for it. Just like at the pool, shout Marco, and your device will respond, Polo. The app runs silently in the background until you need it and can be customized with 30 different voice options. You can even change the input phrase to whatever words you want to shout. Marco Polo isn't the most important app you can download to your iDevice, but it's practical and even a little fun. If you always seem to be losing your phone, you can download Marco Polo in the App Store for just 99 cents. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. prep the meat, light the grill, and keep the Tums handy. Because it's barbecue season, and you're not going to let heartburn get in the way. Tums neutralizes acid on contact and goes to work in seconds. So you can enjoy all the hamburgers, barbecue ribs, and spicy chili dogs your heart desires. And if heartburn hits, fight back fast with Tums. Look for Tums 20% bonus packs on display at participating Walmart stores while supplies last.
Tums.
Fight back fast with Tums. Available at Walmart.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Valvoline, 140 years under your hood. Pretty reliable stuff. There's a story in technology about a 15-year-old boy that we have at DougStephan.com today. Seems to have an insatiable thirst for science. This kid's developed shoes that can charge your phone or any USB-powered device by simply walking.
Woo! Cool.
Angelo Casimiro lives in the Philippines. A lot of people are still suffering because of the fall typhoon last year. This is a YouTube video that's posted here, there, and everywhere. He demonstrates his invention for people. Some people have no access to electricity. For them, a simple source of light is a big thing. So now he has created a new way to generate power. He placed two pairs of electric discs inside the insole of each shoe. The discs produce energy when any type of pressure is placed on them. That energy is channeled into a USB port, and voila, the device is powered. Man, is that cool or what?
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for